Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the Tara Show. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara. And it's an honor to be with you at this Christmas program of the Tara Show. We've been going through some of just different Christmas trivia to see how well you know the holiday and know facts about the holiday. And the next one that I have for you, I will give you the answer in the next segment. So you've got to think about what it is. Don't Google, that would be cheating. And then try to text in your answers. It's been enjoyable to see how right or wrong some of you are. The question for you is, why does Santa wear a red suit? Or, I guess a better way of saying it is, at what point and what was the reason the color was changed to be red or became the iconic red universally seen today? And actually, it is a very American reason, to give you a hint. But don't Google it. See if you know it. You can text your answer on the Common Sense Retirement text line, 1-800-905-0989. And also, you can keep sharing your thoughts. It's kind of bled over through many segments. We discuss what the most popular Christmas movies and what should be the most popular Christmas movies, the most widely viewed ones. And surprisingly to me and to several others, Home Alone is the top Christmas movie, both in people that have viewed it and in what the viewers enjoyed or appreciated and loved. So it's the most loved and the most viewed Christmas movie, which I questioned whether or not it was even a Christmas movie. But I could go through the list more later, but you have to, you know, we'll come back to it because we already covered it earlier. But I recently left off. I was telling you about this TPUSA straw poll that was dropped from AmFest. And if you were like me, enjoying your Christmas, Christmas season with your family and not really paying that close attention to the news, you might not be aware of what happened at AmFest, but I'm sure most of you are, because even those of us that were trying to avoid news and media and what was going on, you couldn't get away from it. And it was the infighting going on in the Republican Party, the supposed massive schism that is going to cost us the midterms, and it's between pro-Israel and anti-Israel groups within the Republican Party, and Ben Shapiro and Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and Mark Levin and everybody, like everybody, is fighting and at each other's throats, right? And it's just the doom of the Republican Party. Well, now the straw poll is out. Are we as divided, at least the attendees of AmFest, where all of the clips, if you saw these, of them kind of going at each other, saying that they were no longer friends or that they were cowards or that they were Israel simps and all the different things that were being thrown around. TPS USA straw poll from the people actually at the conference seemed pretty united. One of the most interesting tidbits that came out of it was the straw poll. Who do the attendees that were there, which was, I think, the largest AmFest to date, who did they prefer for president in 2028? Top contender, was J.D. Vance. And that's not surprising to me. J.D. Vance, I think the number was what surprised me the most, was that I believe he got 82%. Is that right? 84% of the vote for who they'd like to see as president in 2028. The vice president, obviously wildly popular among AmFest attendees, which I would say is a good cross-section of the conservative movement. Number two, Marco Rubio at almost 5%. So, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, just massive support for J.D. Vance as the next head of the ticket. Almost 5% for Marco Rubio, almost 3% for Ron DeSantis, 1.8% for Donald Trump Jr., and then the rest, let's see, 2.5% undecided, and then ones that barely blipped on the radar were Ted Cruz and Glenn Youngkin. And those were the only ones that that made mention on the poll. So that's quite interesting. Massive support for J.D. Vance. Let's see. What was the other? There were some other interesting tidbits that came out of this. Oh, yes. The Trump cabinet. Who is popular? Who is not? Most of the cabinet is very popular among people that were at this AmFest. The most popular person in the cabinet, Pete Hegseth at 84% popularity. Robert F. Kennedy, RFK, at almost 81%. He was number two. And then Marco Rubio at 79%. So those three doing very well for the average conservative. Unfortunately for Ms. Bondi, she was the lowest and also at only 32% approval and the highest in disapprovals. She had a, let's see, what is it? Almost 14% strongly disapprove and 16% disapproving of how she's conducting herself. So once again, it seems to be some agreement in the conservative base. The poll that has gotten a lot of attention, specifically asking about how they view Israel, that's been the main crux, is that there's a massive divide and the conservatives are, it's going to completely fracture the party. Well, despite a lot of noise, the question was asked, do you consider Israel an ally of the United States? And of the people at the conference where all of this supposedly was this massive fight and disagreement, 33% said they consider Israel the top or a top ally of the United States, followed by a whopping 54% saying that they are one of our allies, and then only 13% of those attending saying that they're not. And once again, if you had heard it, you would have thought it was this 50-50 spread. And that, like I said, that things had massively shifted in the Republican Party and really not so much. Other interesting things, what were the top issues of people polled? Let's see. And this was an interesting. Number one of the top issues, things they're most concerned about, winning the midterms, 64%. I wonder if those listening, by the way, if you have thoughts on all this, Common Sense Requirement text line 1-800-905-0989. If you're reacting to this and you're agreeing, J.D. Vance, 84% people wanted to see him at top of the ticket. I think that would be great in 2028. Things that are concerning conservatives, the top issue, winning the midterm, 64%. Voter ID and voter integrity at over 9%. Affordability crisis, which we've already talked about today, 8%. Mass deportations at a little over 5%. Accountability for deep state, a little over 4%. So that's interesting stuff. What do you agree? And then last but not least, something that's quite interesting for respondents, 90% of those surveyed endorse an immigration moratorium for the United States. 90% endorsing immigration moratorium for the United States. That is a massive number. That is an all-time high for Republicans. Talk about agreement. I think you're finding it right there. So I'd say we're actually pretty unified. We care about the midterms. We care about immigration. We care about affordability. We care about voter integrity. Sounds pretty good to me. So when we come back, we'll answer the question, how did Santa get a red suit? Lodge your answers now. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Sevatius. News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. And as you're out there getting ready for the big day, I mean, you're literally hours away now. So if you're still doing that last second shopping, evidently traffic's pretty good for you. That's the general consensus. Several of you have texted and asked about the results of yesterday's election. It's been covered during the news breaks, so I was assuming that a lot of you had heard, but since several of you are texting about asking what happened, Diane Mitchell won in House District 21 right here in Greenville. Lee Bright won in his Senate District, which is primarily Spartanburg with a portion of Greenville as well. And Lastinger down in Lexington won, the Republican, in that race. In all three districts, you had Democrats push a write-in campaigns to try to sneak in with low turnout voting. I mean, it's literally an election on December 23rd. The last thing on anyone's mind or most people's mind is politics. And so they knew it would be a low turnout. But thankfully, voters got organized and conservatives turned out the vote and were able to win all of those elections. Now, these three elections in particular, I covered them previously when I guest hosted. Actually, one of the times was right before the election, and discussed the importance of these elections. If you remember, there was a concerted effort from the left and Democrats to show up in the primaries, particularly in Diane's race, to defeat her. It was all targeted. It wasn't really even in support of anybody else. It was really against her. They did not want her because she had been such a vocal supporter of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. She had been the head of the women's group here in Greenville. A Republican women's group had vocally opposed the Scout Motors boondoggle that has just been the gift that keeps on giving in all the wrong ways to South Carolina after spending over $1 billion of our taxpayer money to coax a liberal company here to build electric vehicles, complete waste of money and socializing the private sector. But, you know, she opposed that openly. She pushed for the Save Women's Sports Bill. She and her group had led an effort to censure the Republican caucus after they kicked out all the conservatives for not signing the loyalty pledge. If you remember that whole debacle, telling all of us conservatives that if we didn't sign a pledge to never talk about the bad voting record of other members or campaign against them for their bad voting records, that if we didn't sign a pledge to promise to never do that, that we couldn't be members of the caucus, and they kicked anybody out that wouldn't sign that. She and her group censured them. So universally, she was hated by the Columbia establishment. They poured tons of money into ads against her. The Democrats pushed time and effort into trying to cross over and defeat her. And thankfully, all of that all of that corrupt cabal lost, and the conservatives won because of you, the voters in 21, for having a brain and being informed and voting for the conservative candidate who's actually going to represent you. This crazy idea to have representatives who actually give a rip what you think and what your interests are as a constituent, instead of looking to the lobby for how to vote. Because that is how the absolute majority of elected officials at all levels of government, that's how they make their decisions. It is basically what the lobbyists put in front of them, who their buddies are, and what leadership, who is completely bought and paid for by the lobby. And that's why we're in the state that we're in. But enough on those. Kudos to Diane, to Lee Bright, to John Lassinger. A big win for conservatives. All three ran on extremely conservative platforms. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. It's going to be fun, a fun session. And by the way, we'll see, since the Freedom Caucus keeps winning these off-session races, it'll be interesting to see if they ever let them back in the Republican caucus. I mean, they're starting to lose all these seats that were held by Republican, their establishment candidates, and now they're being flipped. So what will happen with that? I guess time will tell. Well, I have asked you the trivia question of how did Santa get his red suit? And there's a very American answer. And we just have really informed listeners, because several of you texted in the correct answer. And it is, in fact, because of an American company. And that is Coca-Cola. If you didn't realize, many drawings of Santa Claus, especially in different parts of Europe, he wore a blue or green or even brown suit. The only versions that you can find of red are all the way back to St. Nicholas of Myra, who would have worn like the bishop robes. I mean, because we're talking, you know, Turkey in the ages and ages ago. And so over time, his history, he wore these other colors. Well, in the 1930s, that changed when Coca-Cola, inspired by a drawing of Nast that had a red coat option among many. He also had green and blue, green, blue, and brown options as well. Coca-Cola decided that they would use him on their marketing, and they invested heavily in it. And because of Coca-Cola, and you could analogize that or expand that to just say the American influence of mass marketing across the world, everybody across the world saw that version drawn by Haddon Sunblom, and the red-faced and red-suited Santa, and that has been the version that we all know since. So, yeah, not surprising. It was American capitalism that gave us the Santa that we have. Giving Coca-Cola a shout-out, I should also probably remind you that it wasn't too long ago that Coca-Cola was kind of in the doghouse. And if you watched AmFest, you likely heard this speech from J.D. Vance, this clip that has really gone viral, a lot of people criticizing it, a lot of people loving it. This is what one of the clips that he one of the clips from his speech where he said something, like I said, that set some people off.
In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore.
He says that to thunderous applause. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of strong opinions on him stating that. And specifically, some of these more liberal talking heads posting, no one has ever asked you to apologize. This is nonsense. This is dog whistles. All these different comments that are being made. Well, somebody pointed out that actually there were some people who did ask you to apologize and did ask you to even be, quote unquote, less white. So lest we think that this never happened. And the culprit was, unfortunately, Coca-Cola. So I had to bring it up, since Coca-Cola made Santa's suit red. We also had to remind people that that may have justified the vice president's comments, because, lest you forget, Coca-Cola actually required their employees to go through training from Robin DiAngelo, who had written that anti-racism book, I believe it was the White Fragility one, and required them to go through this training on confronting racism, which is a noble cause, by the way, of confronting racism and bias. However, in this training, they were not learning how to do that. They were learning, in fact, to be racist. So the thing specifically that they taught them on confronting racism, you had to understand what it actually means to be white, what it means for you, and what it means to be racist. That was the title of it. To be less white is the goal. They literally taught them this. You need to be less oppressive, less arrogant, less certain, less defensive, less ignorant, more humble, listen, break with apathy, and break with white solidarity. That's what it means to be less white. In the U.S. and other Western nations, they claim that the white people were socialized to feel superior, and the goal that their employees needed to, and this is just, I mean, this is 5 years ago, 4 years ago, the goal was to try to be less white. So for those of you that think that the vice president was totally off base, actually, he may have had some grounds for what he was saying. So when we come back, we'll be hearing about the surprising aftermath of the Bondi shooting in Australia and what they think will fix the issues for that nation. This is Adam Morgan in for Terra Savage's News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. And I know many of you have heard about this awful tragedy that occurred on Bondi Beach in Australia. You know, it's hard to miss the horrifying news of the scene there as a radical Islamicist. Went on the rampage and shot a number of people at that beach, specifically targeting people on their Hanukkah vacation. So it was specifically targeted against Jews in Australia. And I don't know if you've seen the aftermath of this and what the Australian PM, the Prime Minister there, thinks is going to be the solution to this. But I found this video of this mother. She was one of the many people trapped in this awful situation. She had been separated from her three-year-old daughter. And if you could just imagine this, her name is Vanessa Miller. She was there in the mass chaos. People were getting the family separated. She's trapped in one area with police officers near her that will not let her go to her three-year-old and try to find her where she, the area where she knew she was. Her three-year-old daughter, thankfully somebody else was found her and was helping her. She didn't know that. And she's in this awful situation. There's these nut job terrorists shooting people. She's with police officers. And, you know, you have in your mind what you hope officers would do in this situation. Well, in Australia, what did the officers do and what happened? For context, one of these officers is injured, has been shot, and is down. The others are there around this officer or nearby. And this frantic mother wants to do something. Nobody is shooting at this crazy gunman who's still on the rampage and killing people. Her daughter's out there. None of the police officers are doing anything. So this mother reaches over for the gun of this officer who is down to try to return fire, to do something since nobody's doing anything. And what do the officers do? They don't actually shoot at the person that is shooting people. They don't try to stop them. All they do is reach over and grab this mother to make sure that she doesn't dare pick up a gun, because how dare we trust a citizen with a gun? The most important thing is to make sure that a law-abiding citizen doesn't have a weapon. So this is what the mother had to say on news in Australia.
These police officers were hiding behind a car. I tried to grab one of their guns. One of the other one grabs me and says, no, I'm trying to grab for his gun. These men, these police officers, they know who I am. And I hope they're hearing this. You are weak. You could have saved so many more people's lives. They were just standing there, listening and watching this all happen, holding me back.
I mean,
two police officers. Where were the others? Not there. Nobody was there.
It's galling.
Everyone.
It's galling to hear.
Helped.
And this is his mother. Thankfully, that she found her daughter and she was okay. But many people were killed that day. And that story alone is just infuriating. But, you know, it's like, well, you know, you weren't there. You don't know exactly how it went down or why they did what they did. But it just looks terrible. It looks like the officers who didn't have the guts to do anything to stop this person, the only thing they did have the compunction to do was to reach over and stop this mother from actually doing something to stop the terrorist. So now the Australian Prime Minister, after this tragedy, has decided he knows exactly what to do in the wake of this Islamic terrorist. And by the way, they'd had these marches to, like, kill the Jews just, like, right before this, the Gas the Jews marchers that occurred, and people had called for them to be arrested and nothing was done. They'd been pointing out this, like, mass immigration from these radical Muslim countries would cause issues. Is that what they did? Have they decided they're not going to do that anymore? Have they started sending people, these radicals, back and dealt with it? No. What's the answer? They need a massive gun grab, because, of course, guns are the problem. So the Australian Prime Minister announces that they're doing this massive buyback scheme where they're going to get as many guns as possible, and that's going to fix the issue. And in his announcement, he doesn't mention Islamic terrorists at all, or the rise of Islamic extremism, or in fact, he basically says, if you are trying to blame this on radical Islam and on all of the issues that they're having with immigration, then you are actually a racist and you shouldn't have the right for that speech. And now a video, they're arresting people who state these kind of things. And I'm not kidding. They actually are arresting people for speech. Not, you know, they're not shooting the guys who are shooting at people, but they are arresting people for voicing concerns. And in fact, there's a video now going viral on social media where a person, as the prime minister walks by, a person calls out and says, "There's blood on your hands." And on video, the police jump on this man and arrest him. I kid you not, for calling out to the prime minister, "There's blood on your hands," for how you're handling this. I mean, can you imagine? It's so infuriating that this is happening. And it makes me so thankful that I do not live in the nations that are falling apart. I mean, we're witnessing it. And also in his statement, he also points out that we're just so thankful we don't live in a country where, you know, where they regularly have these kind of issues, and then goes about explaining that they actually do have a lot of these attacks, but the ones they do are primarily tied to nationalism and extreme, like, white nationalists, except for the one that we're talking about, the Islamic, you know, radical who just killed these people. But, you know, never mind that. One of the PMs, one of the elected officials from Sydney, goes on record and says that, you know, we need to deal with the people who are turning this into a race thing by talking about Islam and these Muslim migrants, and they need to be held accountable. They need to have their social medias shut down. They need to be arrested for hate speech. And he goes on to explain, we don't have the kind of radical free speech laws that America has. And if we want a multicultural nation, then we have to control and silence this kind of awful hate speech, because that's actually what caused the shooting, was radical free speech and you know, the right to bear arms. Not radical Islam who want to kill Jewish people just because they exist and because they're a different race. Not the ideology that wants to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're importing here to the U.S. So we better take it seriously. Remember Charlie Kirk? He said that the top issue facing the U.S. is the radical Islamification of the suburbs and the importation of this into the U.S. We better wake up. Well, when we come back, we are going to have some legislators call in and let us know what is on their Christmas wish list for the new year. So don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Sevatius on Newstalk 989 WD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome back and Merry Christmas. We've been going through this theme of Christmas trivia. I asked earlier what the most popular Christmas film in the United States is and also the most beloved. The answer to that, as I've said several times to me, was surprising, was Home Alone. And Charlie Brown Christmas, I believe, was number two. So there's Home Alone, though, to me, I don't know if I view that as a Christmas movie. Let's see. Our next bit of Christmas trivia came about because of, I was watching some different adaptations of the Nativity story, and I thought it was interesting. You know, you have different accounts focus on different parts of it, and one that several, you know, kind of have their own spin on. And the question is whether it's you know, creative license or whether it actually happened. Was Jesus's birth, specifically the virgin birth, was it scandalous? Did people at the time know that Joseph was not the father? Of course, you know the story that the angel appears to Mary, says you're going to have a baby. Mary's a virgin, which had been foretold in the Bible all the way back in Micah, in the book of Micah, a prophet saying that a virgin would conceive. And that the Spirit of God would come on Mary and she would have Jesus. And the whole question was, you know, at the time, you get stoned for having a child out of wedlock. And so this terrible, you know, the fear that would have been there, the impending concern and the potential scandal. Did people know? Did people ever talk about it? Did it ever come up later on about Jesus's birth in those circumstances? That's a trivia question. Did people know? Is it ever mentioned any other parts of the Bible? You'll have to wait and find out at the next thing. Don't Google it. Don't look it up. You just got to know. See if you know it. You can text in the answer. Well, I told you we have some legislators who are calling in to give us their legislative wish list. Of course, I'm only going to allow conservatives because I don't care what the moderates. They're only going to give you lobbyist talking points if I have the moderates on. So we have some conservatives. We have a conservative right here in the upstate from Spartanburg, Miss Sarita. Are you with us, Sarita? Can you hear me?
I can, Adam. How are you?
Merry Christmas Eve, Sarita.
Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Now, what is on your Christmas list, your legislative Christmas list?
Well, first of all, I would like to talk about for next year, unity within the Republican Party. I think that we need to be unified so that we can get actual conservative legislation passed. So that's at the very top of my wish list.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compromise my principles for it, but I think we need to get rid of Rule 16 and become a unified party and actually work together to pass conservative legislation.
Yeah, and for those that don't remember, Rule 16 is the rule that the Republican Congress currently has that says that you cannot, quote-unquote, campaign against, which means call out or talk about the voting record or call into question other members of the Republican Party, which is insane. I mean, you have to be able to debate.
Which they're breaking because they've actually gotten somebody to run against John McCravey in Greenwood.
Yeah, which is insane. John McCravey, who's not they hate the Freedom Caucus so much. John McCravey's not even in the Freedom Caucus. He's Family Caucus, but they're going after him, too.
Well, they hate him because of the Students for Life thing.
Yes.
What Students for Life did to Merle Smith and Weston Newton in their districts. So they blame him, though he had nothing to do with it because they're a private PAC. But so that's the top of my wish list. The second thing is, of course, I think we're all on board with judicial reform. The realigning who does the Judicial Merit Select Committee, mm-hmm. Getting lawyer legislators off of there.
That's quite a wish.
I know. I dream big, Adam.
Yeah.
I dream big. And with that, also, I have three or four bills currently filed either from last year or this year to reform family court. It is one of the most egregious examples of judicial overreach that we have in our state. It is horrible what some parents are going through in our state with parental alienation and having their kids taken away for no reason in general.
What a fitting topic for Christmas. I mean, families being broken and separated and just the entire fact of injustice. You know, Christ came to set things right, to bring justice, and the fact that we would allow in our government, where I mean, we have the control of our government. We are our government. If we cannot defend those who are in these situations, defend the oppressed, and provide true justice that actually is unbiased justice, instead of letting lawyer legislators come in and get the better deal for their client just because they have the influence. And I think you're dead on with the influence of getting them off of the selection committee so they can't punish judges that don't rule the way that they want. It is
that is
a massive
correct.
Conflict. Yeah, that's good stuff. So you filed that bill, you said.
I think Gil Gatch filed that bill, and I am a co-sponsor of it.
Okay, wonderful. You don't know. You probably don't know that bill off the top of you. What was that?
I think it's through Ron Reddy and Doge SC is pushing this pretty hard, and I read the bill early on, and there are many, many of us in both caucuses who are signed onto this bill, so it's getting some traction. We'll see if it goes anywhere because it has to go through Weston Newton.
Yeah. Yep, the chairman of judiciary. Yep. Well, hey, you said, we need more unity in the conservative movement. We need more unity in the Republican Party. And people have to be willing to work together, but you have to have open debate and you have to be on the record with where you stand. And it's that truth and transparency that we can unify on principles, not unify on personalities or unifying on being told what to do.
Well, I want to address something you're talking about, Bondi Beach. I also refiled basically the bill that passed, I think in 2017 or 2018, an anti-Sharia law bill.
Yeah.
I refiled that this year. I had already told Charlie by text that I would, and he had mentioned it, but it has been filed and for pre-file. And so, you know, there are 37 Sharia courts in the United States operating inside the United States of America. And we need to make sure that we're not allowing that in South Carolina.
Yes.
When I spoke with Speaker Pro Tem, he had no idea that there were 37 Sharia courts operating.
Yeah.
A number of them in Texas and Minnesota and Michigan. And I do not want to see that happen here because it disproportionately affects women and children.
Yeah. And like you said, that is exactly right. Some people say, oh, that's not an issue. Why do we have to do that? No. We want to make our state the very last place they will move to and try to bring that junk to. Like, we got to make sure that it can't happen here. So that's it absolutely should be passed. It should be on the priority list. So good for you. Well, thanks, Serena. That's a great wish list.
And banning the abortion pill. We got to ban the abortion pill.
Yeah, absolutely. Great wish list. Well, I wish you well and all of those wishes become reality, and we'll be helping you to get those bills across the finish line. Thanks for joining us, Sarita. She represents the area of Spartanburg. And Merry Christmas to you as well. When we come back, the answer to our trivia question, was Jesus's birth scandalous at the time or not? This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.